Welcome to Voices from the Frontlines. Host Eric Mann will be joining us shortly. This is KPFK's Alan Minsky, and I'm joined in studio live by Mark Maxwell, host of KPFK's show Rise, which you can hear Sunday night, Monday morning, midnight to 3 a.m. Brilliant jazz show. Everybody should catch that, and they should play it back every week too many times. it'll make the whole atmosphere of the household lift. We have an incredible set of thank you gifts that we're going to be featuring this hour, and that we're also going to be honored to have Eric Mann come in and talk about, because it features, basically the history of the Black Power movement. And we have this great documentary film called Black Power Mixtape that was put together. The key element of it is 16 millimeter film footage that was shot by Swedish television crews that came over to document the American Black Power movement in the late 1960s and early 70s, featuring, of course, the Black Panther Party and others. And this material was found 30-odd years later in a vault in a Swedish television institution. And this incredible, beautiful film footage has been turned into a powerful film called Black Power Mixtape. It's available for a $100, and when you donate at the $100 level to KPFK at 818-985-5735, we'll send it to you as a thank you gift. Just ask the folks in the phone rooms for it. We also have an incredible thing, the Black Power Pacifica Radio Archives Collection. 10 hours of material from the Black Panther Party and the Black Power Movement from the 60s and 70s. And that is just a $50 pledge of support, 818-985-5735. And Mark Maxwell has watched the Black Power Mixtape film, including watching some of it today. Your thoughts on the film?
Well, first of all, it's visually stunning. There's a lot of really beautiful footage in this. And I guess the mixtape part of the title comes from the footage being woven together in a way that a DJ might put together a mixtape. But then again, it actually, they lay it out chronologically. So you'll go from year 1967 to 68, et cetera. And it's just, it's fantastic. It's a real treasure trove. And to think that it was languishing in some vault for 30 some odd years, 40 really, is is amazing. But some priceless moments in this. I particularly enjoyed a lot of the footage of Stokely Carmichael, and there's some great footage of his mother interviewing him. I wish we had a clip of that. I actually didn't put together that clip, but that's something you're going to have to get the Black Power Mixtape and see for yourself.
Yeah, as I heard when the film was featured on Amy Goodman, Angela Davis being interviewed in jail too.
Yes.
Yeah, just astonishing stuff. And you know, it's funny because funny, I suppose, is maybe not the
ironic.
Right word. Yeah, a guy named Max Elbaum wrote a book a few years back, and he opened up with just a political poll that was taken of the American people if they thought that a revolution was going to happen in their lifetime. And the poll was taken in 1970, and the majority of Americans said yes.
Mm.
You know, and it's in my lifetime. I was born by then. Eric Mann was politically very active, an important political player in the American scene already. And, you know, people forget how recently this was. And, you know, this is really in our time. And this was really so much of the core of that, the Black Power movement in the late 60s and early 70s. Shall we play a clip? I love that we have Stokely in Stockholm. That's apt for a Swedish film. Should we hear?
Why don't we start with that one, the very first clip.
Clip one on CD one. Let's hear the great Stokely Carmichael. Later in his life, changed his name to Kwame Ture. Here is Stokely Carmichael speaking in 1967 in Stockholm, Sweden.
Now, let us begin with the modern period of, I guess we could start with 1956 for our generation. This was the beginning of the rise of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King decided that in Montgomery, Alabama, black people had to pay the same prices on the buses as did white people, but we had to sit in the back. And we could only sit in the back if every available seat was taken by a white person. If a white person was standing, a black person could not sit. So Dr. King and his associates got together and said, this is inhuman. We will boycott your bus system. Now understand what a boycott is. A boycott is a passive act. It is the most passive political act that anyone can commit, a boycott. Because what the boycott was doing was simply saying, we will not ride your buses. No sort of antagonism. He was not even verbally violent. He was peaceful. Dr. King's policy was that nonviolence would achieve the gains for black people in the United States. His major assumption was that if you are nonviolent, if you suffer, your opponent will see your suffering and will be moved to change his heart. That's very good. He only made one fallacious assumption. In order for nonviolence to work, your opponent must have a conscience. The United States has none.
And that is Stokely Carmichael, and that is available as a part of the brilliant DVD Black Power Mixtape. It is compiled from archival footage that was found in Swedish television studios. They had hours of footage from the American Black Power movement, the American Black Panther Party as well, and they've put it together into a brand new documentary film called Black Power Mixtape, available for a $100 pledge of support when you call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Here with Mark Maxwell, who's seen the film and edited some things from it today, so we would have some clips. And now we're joined in studio by host of Voices from the Frontlines, Eric Mann. Welcome.
Well, good to be here, everybody. Nice to be with Mark and Alan, to my favorite people at KPFK. So, hey, everybody, let's raise some money. 818-985-5735. We raised over $3,000 last time, which was really pretty incredible. Just want to say a couple of things about our listeners. And first of all, I am sorry for being late. First time in 10 years, but not good. Now, moving right along, just a cop to the plea. But I think one thing we want to just say about Voices from the Front Lines is it obviously has a lot of different orientations. It has an overall revolutionary orientation. But it's very much in the tradition of what we call black revolutionary thought, which is for all our listeners. That is to say, this is both a black power show, a black revolution show, a socialist show, an anti-imperialist show, a cultural show, but a lot of the black work has been shaping the whole consciousness of the last 100 years in the United States. And I did see, luckily, a Black Power Mixtape in New York when it was opening in the East Village. Pretty incredible. Mm. So could we maybe do another clip, and then I'll try to raise some money off the next speaker. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds absolutely fantastic.
818-985-5735. Come on, folk. We need some calls.
What do you think follows, Mark? You're the master of these.
Well, you know, let's hear something short and somewhat musical. There's a beautiful clip of Angela Davis speaking. It's very short. It's less than a minute, but I really like this one.
In a thunderous, resounding, united voice, that we have no intention of stopping this fight until we have eradicated every single remnant of racism in this country. Until we have ended the war in Vietnam and the neo-colonialism in Africa. We are not going to stop fighting until every political prisoner is free and until all the monstrous dungeons in this country are mere memories of a nightmare. Sisters and brothers, that is what the power of the people is all about.
You know, when you saw, for a lot of us, the Angela Davis poster was sort of iconic, along with Erica Huggins' poster, by the way. I don't think people really grasped the full extent of what Angela Davis did. We know her now as a prominent intellectual, revolutionary intellectual, but she was on the run for over a year in a totally fraudulent thing about allegedly a gun that she had given to Jonathan Jackson, who got involved in a Marin County shootout. I don't even want to think of what would happen if Angela Davis was on the run today in terms of the fact that this country has gone even further to the right. And I don't know if she would even be alive. So if we want to change that, I mean, that's the whole point of Voices from the Front Lines, is we got people out there doing the job. 818-985-5735. So here's the thing I'm asking our listeners. We go to the phones every week. I love that because the last 15 minutes we get really intelligent people who are actually listening, who know what they're talking about. I need you out here to help build for the show and build for Pacifica. The fund drives are pretty integral to the structure of the station. We all wish it was different, you know, but it isn't. So the reality is that every 2 or 3 months we have a fund drive. Luckily, we're also going to give you a terrific premium, and you're going to listen to some great mixtape right now. 818-985-5735. Is there a combination? It's $100 for the mixtape. It's $50 for the Black Power.
Yeah, $150 will be for both of them, and this is 10 hours of the Black Power Pacifica Radio Archives collection. It is absolutely astonishing. It is 10 hours material. It includes the 6-CD set of the Black Panther Party box set. Conversation with Kathleen Cleaver, a documentary about Fred Hampton with Elaine Brown. We have talks by, of course, Bobby Seale, Angela Davis, Huey Newton, William Kunstler on Huey Newton. Absolutely astonishing historical material. We hear from, again, Bobby and Huey, Eldridge Cleaver, Stokely Carmichael, H. Rapp Brown, all of them on this incredible collection. And then along with it comes another 4 hours, the Black Power box set. And that includes James Baldwin, Malcolm X, Fannie Lou Hamer, Angela Davis, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Kwame Ture, Stokely Carmichael took the name Kwame Ture, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and again, Leroy Jones, John Hope Franklin, and again, Huey Eldridge and H. Rapp Brown as well on that. It's an amazing thing for just a $50 pledge. So you can get this amazing audio collection for just a $50 pledge, or get the incredible new DVD, the Black Power Mixtape, footage from 1967 to 1975 for a $100 pledge. Get them together for a $150 pledge of support. And as Mark was saying, it's just an absolutely visually stunning document.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. In fact, that's part of the reason I wanted to play that clip of Angela. It really epitomizes kind of a combination of aesthetic beauty, because that sounded great. It sounded like a song from Angela, you know, like she was singing. And just the powerful message of all of the folks that are involved in this Black Power mixtape. Did you want to listen to something else?
818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. When I listened to, on the way over here, I was listening about having too much sugar and you know, dietary stuff, which is very, very important. And we don't want to have too much racism. So the question is, racism is very bad for the system.
And it's not sweet either.
It's not sweet.
No.
And Max and Alan and I have, you know, been spending a whole life in the struggle against racism. And we need to get some money for KPFK. And it's sort of got to be like you listen every Tuesday at 4, and every 3 or 4 months you give money. It's sort of simple as that. So especially for the listeners to Voices from the Front Lines, come on, we did great last time. We need you to kick in. What's the next, Max? What's the next one?
Well, I thought it might be good to go to somebody who I'm not familiar with, a name that I'm not familiar with. He's a bookstore owner, Louis Michaud. In 1973, he owned a Black bookstore in Harlem, and I kind of wanted to just make the connection to the kind of education you get from listening to KPFK, an independent radio station. Here's an independent Black bookstore. It's all of a piece, getting people to understand what they're up against in this society so that we can change it. So anyway, this would be Louis Michaud in Harlem.
Malcolm X was the smartest uneducated. You see, Malcolm X, they could find nobody with no degree of PhD could debate him on truth. And naturally, this country can't stand truth. Now, I was lecturing the other day down in this same cellar, and a gang of little Black boys came in, they held up their fists, talking about Black power. I said, look, son, I'd like to straighten you out. I said, Black is beautiful, but Black isn't power. Knowledge is power. For you can be Black as a crow, you can be white as snow, and if you don't know and ain't got no dough, you can't go, and that's for sure. The white man that landed here, he came with two great weapons. One is the Bible, and the other was the gun. If it didn't humble you with the Bible, it crumble you with the gun. And he's still praising the Lord and passing ammunition all over the world.
Wow. That was beautiful. Max, I never heard that before either.
Yeah.
I mean, so folks, don't think that some people now invented rap and spoken word. It was done before. You know, when I get out of Cornell, I worked for the Congress of Racial Equality, and I started going to Harlem regularly where I organized, you know. And back then, what a vital, vital, amazing place, you know, and all these local stores and these grits places and these diners and the bookstore, you know, the black bookstore. We have S1 now, which is like, you know, we have to hold on to S1 folk with all our lot, you know, because the black bookstore was such a central component of the intellectual tradition of the black community. And obviously, listen to this black bookstore owner. He's got his chops together, you know, so he's not just selling books. So 818-985-5735. We want to do a lot of history. Max, you know, I know it's a diversion, but after we do one more, tell people on Voices from the Front Lines more about your show, because I've been on your show, and in terms of cross-fertilization of listeners, Mark Maxwell, if I can just say, is one of the most pretty decent, amazing human beings. He's been my friend for a long time. He's edited a lot of my stuff. I've been on his show. He's like a figure in my mind in KPFK, like stands tall and great hair and everything, and knows a lot about jazz, about history. And so this is the human fabric of this radio station, you know, real human relationships, people that know each other, look out for each other, watch each other's back. So you're not just given to some sound through a microphone. You're given to a bunch of people that really give a damn about this station, and we know you do too. So 818-985-5735. Max, why don't we do a cut and then tell people about your show a little bit?
All right. Well, beautiful. Let's see what we have here. We have Bobby Seale interviewed in Stockholm. And the first half, it's another short clip. The first half of it is him in 1969. The second half is when the film was being put together in 2010.
Good.
And we look at this program as a very international type program. It's for any human beings who want to survive. So
it's a plain socialist program, you mean?
Definitely. Socialism is the order of the day and not Nixon's black capitalism. Mm. That's out.
Black Panthers is an armed organization. What does that mean?
It means that if any racist dog, policemen, or pigs come up and attack us at any point or whatever point, we will defend ourselves, we will shoot them, we will kill them, because we are bent on surviving.
And you have arms to do this.
Oh, definitely. And we're trying to get as many arms as we can, and we're teaching the people themselves in the community to arm themselves.
I wanted some grassroots-up power to the people, legislation and laws that gave the grassroots real empowerment. You know what I mean? What I believed in was how we could get greater community control and community input into the political institutions that affect our lives. The very philosophy and slogan that we're spouting is all power to all the people. Whether you're white, black, blue, red, green, yellow, or polka dot, in the final analysis, we want real people's community control empowerment.
818-985-5735. We need a lot of calls, folks. Let me tell you a couple of thoughts about Bobby Seale and what he just said. 818-985-5735. Friends of Voices from the Front Lines, friends of KPFK, even if you've given once before this year, try to give again, especially new folks. If you haven't given, for $100, you're going to get the Black Power mixtape. For $150, you get the whole set, including an incredible archival footage, you know, listening of Pacifica. Just want to tell you a little bit about Bobby Seale. The combination of armed struggle and what they used to call at this point intercommunalism was very interesting, because there was a lot of disagreements about the Panthers in the sense that they were both very black, but also very interesting reaching out. So when he said it's for power to all the people, he was saying white people, Latinos. There was disagreement on that about should he in some ways not be talking as much about everybody's power and focusing more on black power. On the other hand, the issue of armed struggle as a mass question, you know, people have asked me how I can keep doing this. Well, I was very, very lucky. I got born into a revolution that I didn't make. I just walked into and saw people making amazing choices with their lives. It's hard to imagine that Bobby Seale and folks like that risked their lives. There are many Panthers in prison today who have been tortured, who are still in solitary 30, 40, 50 years later. So this history is very, very relevant. 818-985-5735. And we really need your help. So, Alan, have you been able to find out if anybody's given any money?
Well, we have a phone room service now that doesn't clearly show us how we do when we're in the phone room. And, Eric, I think we got to have 25 people call between now and the top of the hour. We're going to count that down now. So we need 25 people to call. And that's you out there listening right now. And let's get about 3 people calling up. That's you listening right now. This material is fantastic. It doesn't get better at the end of the hour, so might as well call now. Black Power Mixtape, this astonishing DVD, is a $100 pledge of support at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. The Black Power Mixtape, which we've been playing clips from, mobilizes a treasure trove of 16mm material shot by Swedish journalists who came to the U.S. drawn by stories of urban unrest and revolution. Gaining access to many of the leaders of the Black Power movement, Stokely Carmichael, Bobby Seale, Angela Davis, and Eldridge Cleaver among them, the filmmakers captured them in intimate moments and remarkably unguarded interviews. 30 years later, this lush collection was found languishing in the basement of Swedish television, and they compiled this movie from it, folks. 818-985-5735. We have a $50 pledge level as well, which is a 10-hour collection of material from the Pacifica Radio Archives from the Black Power Movement, 6 hours on the Black Panther Party, and 4 hours on the Black Power Movement in general, an amazing treasure trove of material. That's all for just a $50 pledge, a $100 pledge, and you can get the Black Power Mixtape. The number's 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and get it all together for a $150 pledge. Eric.
Well, the other thing I want to say on these fund drives is you're also giving money just because you want to give money. You know what I mean? Like, these are good premiums. That's really important. But as a strategy center, we spend a lot of time raising money. You know, when I became director of an organization, I didn't know this was going to be a big part of my life. And then we ended up Manuel Criollo raising money, Tammy Bang Lu raising money. We got a fundraiser coming up. We're always raising money. And that's sort of part and integral to organizing. Now, the other thing I've been learning is I started to give a lot more money. That Leanne and I are now putting, you know, people call up and you give a certain amount a month. And there's several organizations. I'll say one, Doctors Without Borders. Another one, People Organized to Win Employment Rights in Oakland, comes once a month on my credit card. And I look at her and go, okay, sounds great. And I want to do more of those things. And because if you do $20 a month, if you do $30 a month, that's, you know, $360 for somebody. And all the causes right now are losing money because the country is moving further to the right. A lot of the liberal money is moving more into, hear me for a minute, a lot of liberal tax-deductible money is moving into essentially supporting Democratic Party candidates through groups that are supposedly doing what's called civic engagement. That means voter registration, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. But they don't want to organize as much struggle against the system. They want to organize people to say, if you want power, you got to get people elected. Well, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I believe in elections more than most people on the left. But no, I don't think you change the society through elections. But here's my point. It's harder and harder to get specifically oriented money to do what you want to do out there. So if we want to raise money for KPFK, as opposed to elect a Democrat, even though they're both tax-deductible, and your money is tax-deductible with KPFK, mm-hmm. It's harder and harder rather than easier and easier to raise this money. So for those of you, and this is interesting, every time, whatever I talk about, you go, it's a capitalist system, it's a capitalist system. All right, we get the point. If it's the capitalist system, where's your money? Put up or shut up. Come on, folks. For all you people that call me up and say it's the capitalist system, then let's give some money to change and overthrow the capitalist system. Is that a fair? So 818-985-5735. Max, what are we going to play now?
Well, I think something we haven't touched on is in the Black Power Mixtape, not only do we look back, but we hear some voices, contemporary voices. And one of my favorite MCs on here, Talib Kweli, does some speaking. In fact, he talks about Stokely Carmichael and gives his perspective. So we're going to go to track number 2, And that's Talib Kweli.
Okay. The first thing that crossed my mind with Stokely is, you know, he has so much power and passion and fire inside of him. And he understood what his job was very early. And he understood why, even though the things he was saying were in direct opposition to the philosophy of Dr. King, he understood that Dr. King was still important. He understood the compassion. What struck me, though, is interesting that from his vantage point, nonviolence and passive resistance was a non-option. It wasn't an option at all. Now, in 2010, you can see how, you know, King and all of them who were influenced by Gandhi, how it did work, you know? The passive resistance of the bus boycott, it did work. But it would have never worked without people like Stokely Carmichael on the other side of it. They studied the passive resistance. He studied power and what power meant. He was the first one to really talk about black power. But, I mean, that's exactly what was missing from the equation, the power. And he was powerful just from the speaking. And he wasn't even like the Panthers. You know, the Panthers were very influenced by him. But it's not like he was in the street with some guns, you know.
Yes. There we have it. That's Talib Kweli talking about Stokely Carmichael, speaking in 2010 about the great activist and radical Stokely Carmichael, who later changed his name to Kwame Ture. And that is part of the Black Power Mixtape, which is a thank you gift we'll send you when you call and pledge support at the $100 level. And again, as Eric was talking about, you're pledging support for KPFK Radio, a radio station where the voices that keep the prospect of transformative revolutionary change alive over the airwaves in Southern California, something you really don't hear anywhere else. You talk about the political move to the right within the United States since, for instance, the 60s and 70s. Well, this is certainly true in broadcast media. And KPFK keeps ideas that really, you know, if you want to just clear your mind and think about a positive society, it's not about prison reform. It's about prison abolition. And KPFK keeps that idea alive when you hear voices like Angela Davis over our airwaves in 2014. And we hear the incredibly inspiring history of the Black Power movement from the late 1960s and 1970s, like we're hearing this hour. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We all see so many ways in which contemporary society is not just. We see people working harder for less, and the imbalance and the growing economic inequality just seems to increase and increase. Well, KPFK consistently holds out visions for improvement in society, you know, for really tackling and opposing racism in every manner in which it appears across the society, and again, addressing the absolute injustice of economic equality and our prison industrial state. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We need 24 more people to call between now and the top of the hour, but we can do this. The $50 collection, we've never offered this much material from the Black Power Movement from the Pacifica Radio Archives at so low a price. 10 hours for a $50 pledge of support, 818-985-5735.
A couple of things, folks. Sometimes when I listen to the 6 o'clock news, you know, the guy's doing the news, and it's during the fund drive, and he's going, "It's not going very well, folks. I'm really depressed. I mean, we really need you to call. There's no one calling. I'm really, we could lose the whole show. I'm so vey." And I'm going, okay, there's a certain, I like that, a certain sincerity, but come on, man, pick up the steam. But on the other hand, folks, let me tell you what it's like on this end. You're talking into a microphone. We know we have thousands and thousands of listeners. We have, if I went to the microphone right now and said, "What are your opinions?" we'd have a lot of calls. Last time did a fund drive, it went amazing. And there's a sort of energy, which is strange because you don't even exactly know each other, but as more money comes in, it seems like it generates more money, you know, through the energy. So folks, we're not getting a lot of calls. Let's get right to the point. We're not getting a lot of calls this time, and I'm worried. Okay, I'm not depressed, but I'm worried, and I'm listening to you out there and saying, come on, it's got to be taking responsibility for the fact that we need your help, you know? A couple of things about voices you might not know. There's four of us who produce this show. We all work at the Labor Community Strategy Center, so I'm the host, but I also work with Crystal McMillan, who's the producer. I work with Julian Lamb, who downloads all the shows, who edits them and gets them up. Tanya Bernard, who runs this amazing website, www.voicesfromfrontlines.com. We spend a lot of time thinking about guests. We think a lot of time about, you know, I actually prepare. I got to read books. You know, when you interview an author, guess what? You got to read their book every week, or you got to listen to the show. I think through what we're going to do. So I put in maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 hours a week to do this show, which is a lot, but I love doing it. And there's another four of us, or three, all of whom are young black people. See, Crystal, I looked out for you, who are, you know, really working to learn the radio business as well. And some of them are going to be coming on the show. So there's a lot of stuff about what goes into, and we're all volunteers, by the way, and we work at the Strategy Center. So I want to be clear. We all have jobs, so let's be straight. But we volunteer our time to do this show. So 818-985-5735. Come on, folks. We need more calls. The Black Power mixtape, I know, is terrific. The Black Power series is excellent. But we need money just for KPFK. Mac, do you want to say something? And then also, what do you want to play us next? Oh, tell us about your show. Take your time. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I've been doing a show called Rise for, let's see, 1998 is when I first came in. So this year makes 16 years. And it's a jazz show. Jazz is the music that's played. There's been some people are uncomfortable with that name, but it, you know, it gives you an idea of what we're talking about. I deal with a lot of music that you might not hear on the regular jazz station, and it's got a subtext to it. And maybe that's why you don't hear it on some of these the commercial stations. And it has to do with culture, and has to do with politics quite often too. It's not just songs that are, there's a different story underneath the music. We're talking about mostly instrumental music, but there's still stories going on. And I try to deal with those. There's something, it's very powerful music. A lot of it comes from the era that we're talking about in this Black Power mixtape in the early 70s and before. A lot of it came out during the Civil Rights era.
Tell us some of the artists that you like the best on your own show.
There's so many. I mean, everything from local artists, that's another thing. I really try to play the great people that we have amongst us, like Dwight Tribble and Phil Ranlin and folks like that, as well as Alice Coltrane and Art Blakey and Sun Ra and a lot of names that may be less familiar. Of course, Horace Tapscott gives me tons and tons of inspiration for the show. And He has a quote that I love. He says, "Our music is not competitive; it's contributive," and that's kind of that's the kind of feel I come with. We're not it's not the jazz jocks battling it out. It's trying to tell stories of the kind of world that we could live in. If you understand what I'm saying,
I understand what you're saying. And that's from midnight to three on Sunday night. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. I want to read about an event, and Alan, I want to get also the document on the Gerald Horn, if you have that information.
I'll get that in a few minutes.
So I want to tell you about an event tonight. A lot of you have been listening to the work of Fred Ho, who's a very dear friend of ours and who died about 10 days ago, and I did an article and we did a show about him. There's a show, film playing tonight. And it's playing at the L.A. Asian Pacific Film Festival. It's called Fred Ho's Last Year. Grand jury finalist for documentary feature is directed by Stephen DeCastro at CGV Cinemas 2 at, can I read this right, 621 Southwestern. It's right below, slightly south of Wilshire, at 645 tonight. I'm going to be there. My wife, Leanne Hirst-Mann, is going to be there. The filmmaker himself, Stephen DeCastro, is going to be there. It's called Fred Ho's Last Year. And it was done in Fred Ho's last year. Who knew it was going to be his last year? So it's a pretty incredible film. Fred had stage 4 cancer for 8 years. Nobody has stage 4 cancer for 8 years except Fred Ho. You know, so he made it into a pretty amazing situation. That's another thing you get on our show, Voices from the Frontlines. So 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. We really need your help. Alan, tell us what's really going on.
Well, I want to say this first off. If you're calling in 818-985-5735, KPFK has switched over to a new phone service. Same number as always. But when you call, the first thing you hear is some music. Hold on just a few seconds. Doesn't mean you're going on hold for a long time. Within about 10 seconds, someone from the phone room will pick up. Okay, so that's one thing. We don't want to be losing any calls to that. So the number is 818-985-5735. We still need 24 more people to call. We have 22 people left. That's right, Eric. We got to pick this up right now, get a lot of money, and we want to tell you about the great Gerald Horn event coming up this Saturday in Los Angeles at 2 p.m. And 818-985-5735. The material features the Black Power Movement, the Black Panther Movement, a Black Panther Party for a $50 pledge of support. Just $50. You can even spread that out over 12 months if you like, folks. The Black Power Pacifica Radio Archives Collection. 10 hours material, 6 on the Panthers, incredible oratory, documentary, radio documentaries from the time, incredible stuff, plus the Black Power box set. All is 4 hours more, 10 hours total. That's a $50 pledge, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And then we have the featured DVD thank you gift for the hour, the Black Power mixtape, incredible footage, 1967 to 75, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. It's a brand new film that was compiled, and it is from this beautiful archival footage, 818-985-5735. We need to see you call in, support the show, support the station, KPFK Radio, Pacifica Radio in Southern California, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Should we play something?
I was going to say, why don't we play number 5 and number 6? It's good because they're short. Is that okay, Harry Belafonte speaking on Dr. King?
And now number 6 is what we already played.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So how about number 8, UEP Newton? Can we do those two together?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so number 5 and number 8?
Right, number 5, Harry Belafonte, number 8, UEP Newton.
Here we go.
The night that Dr. King was on, we spoke about death. I asked him the question, did he fear for his life? And he said, not really. He had overcome his fear of death, and now he was focused on not how long he would live, but what would be the quality of the time that he would live. Well, he said, this is no longer about race. It's now about the welfare and the well-being of human life. We must talk about economics. We must talk about where people are poor. We must galvanize our nation to begin to take care of the poor. America should not have no poor people. No one should ever go to bed hungry. There should be gainful employment. There should be a living wage. There should be access to health with no charge. We should have education for free, like so many other nations successfully have applied. All these things put a huge bullseye on Dr. King because he was now tampering with the playground of the wealthy. And when he came to that moment about dismantling the economic construct, he had to go.
My treatment was generally abusive and oppressive, and primarily because of the fact that I was a prisoner of war and a political prisoner.
What do you think is going to happen with the Black Panthers now? You're losing your leaders, etc.
It is true that many of our leaders have been confined in the concentration camps here in America. I know that the Black Panther Party will prevail. It is the vanguard of the people's struggle, and that while leaders are put into prison, new leaders are born, new leaders are made.
So, hey, this is Eric Manuel on Voices from the Frontline. So a couple of different thoughts of stream of consciousness. We're going to start with Fred Ho again. We just got some information that the Fred Ho's last year film was offered to KPFK Film Club members just this last week, as we're also a media sponsor on the L.A. Asian Pacific Island Film Festival. The Film Club is $150 premium or $100 add-on to what you're offering, and the Black Power mixtape was a Film Club offering last year. So the point is, as I understand it, you can also pay $150 and you'll get the Film Club for $150, or if you put $100 on top of what what you're going to get today, you also get the film club. 818-985-5735. Tonight, they're going to show the film Fred Hoeve's Last Year at 6:45 at CGV Cinemas 2 at 621 Southwestern Avenue, LA 90005. Can you read this? My glasses ain't doing too good. And I don't know if yours is.
I got to put my glasses on and see what.
See if I got it right.
Now this is a small font. Okay. I mean, I know we all say that at a certain age, but this is a small font.
I'm glad you said it.
Okay,
it's that darn font.
Yes, 621 Southwestern Avenue in Los Angeles. That's 90005. And you know, Fred Hoeve is actually exactly the kind of artist that that I like to play on Rise. He's a brilliant baritone saxophonist and composer, and but there's a subtext underneath. You know, albums of his I can think about offhand, like We Refused to Be Abused. There's several albums that I play on Rise, and they all have there's always a message under it, and it's always a powerful message. And what an incredibly interesting and different cat. Do you know anybody like Fred Hoeve? Have you ever come across?
Not really. 818-985-5735. I'll tell you Fred Hoeve's story in a minute. 818-985-5735. We really need your help, folks. Yes, Alan, help
yes,
us.
Yes, and again, I think one of the things that helps is letting people know that when they call that number, try it out, folks. We've got a new phone system here, something brand new here at KPFK. You'll get 5 to 10 seconds of music, and then someone will pick up, folks. So don't hang up if you get the music, get confused. We've got a few more calls now coming in at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. We're up to at least $350. We've got a long way to go. We have 16 minutes more in the hour. We want to get to at least $2,000 this hour, 818-985-5735. There ain't nothing better than the Black Power mixtape if you want a thank you gift, the DVD, $100 pledge of support. And there's certainly nothing better for a $50 thank you gift than the 10 hours of material from the Black Power Movement from the Pacifica Radio Archives. That is incredible, with Rosa Parks, James Baldwin, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Angela Davis, Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, H. Rapp Brown, Leroy Jones, Fannie Lou Hamer, 818-9, Leroy Jones, by the way, changed his name to Amiri Baraka, for those younger listeners out there. And again, Stokely Carmichael changed his name to Kwame Ture. Leroy Jones, Amiri Baraka, died this year. Great American poet, radical poet. 818-985-5735, $50 level, $100 level. Combine them for $150 pledge of support. 818-985-5735. And we're calling out for people who want to have KPFK stay alive and radical and powerful, going to the core roots of issues in our time, hearing from the people who are struggling for social justice, organizing in neighborhoods and communities, organizing at the national and international level as well. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Again, the Black Power mixtape, the thank you gift, is put together from material that was shot from 1967, 1975. Director Goren Olson and co-producer Danny Glover bring this footage to light in a mosaic of images, music, and narration chronicling the evolution of one of our nation's most indelible turning points, the Black Power movement. Music by Questlove and Almas Keith, and commentary from prominent African-American artists and activists who were influenced by the struggle, including Erykah Badu, Harry Belafonte, Talib Kweli, and Melvin Van Peebles, give the historical footage a fresh contemporary resonance and makes the film an exhilarating, unprecedented account of an American revolution. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, call in, Eric Mann.
Well, folks, I mean, a couple of things. I was thinking about the Harry Belafonte quote and why you should get the Black Power mixtape. The whole issue of Dr. King is just such a long conversation, but basically the Revolutionary King is so unknown for a new generation of people. I mean, his evolution, if you read the book Bearing the Cross by David Garrow, last 2 years of his life, King was moving in such an aggressive way. He was really totally fed up with the system. But more importantly, was thinking that, and that's, I've had this discussion with Taylor Branch, it's not that he was giving up on nonviolence. That was not his choice. But he was giving up on the belief that nonviolence could change this country, even though that was what he believed. He felt the country was almost unchangeable. when he moved, and I want to go back and get some of the stuff about the Poor People's March and read more about it myself, because the Poor People's Campaign was King moving into the intersection of class and race and saying basically that the black working class, the black middle class, the black low-income people had to build a multiracial, multinational movement against capitalism, and as we were sort of saying, and he was going to lead people to Washington shortly before he was killed. And the march that happened in Memphis was part of his integral plan to get involved in sanitation workers' struggle and stuff like that. So the film's great. Voices from the Frontline is great. But the calls ain't great, folks. So I don't know what to do. You're out there as a person. I'm trying to talk to you. You got a credit card. You have a phone. I know you have a phone. 818-985-5735. For the supporters of KPFK and the supporters of Voices from the Front Lines, folks, we need your help. I mean, we announced at $350. Let's be honest. By this time, 448, three, 4 months ago, we had over $2,000. So I don't know what to do. I can't find you. I can't go through this mic and say who's out there. But please call in 818-985. Let me ask you a question, Alan. Mm-hmm. Is it technically possible to get somebody on the line who gives a lot of money? Yes or no?
I'm not even sure about that with our new phone system. The number that they would normally call in is we could figure out what the phone number is for line 3. We'd be asking our talented engineer G to do us a favor by calling her cell phone on line 3, and then we could give out that number. They could call in and we can put them on.
I like that, because I'd like to hear a human voice, folks. I mean, mm-hmm. I'd like to hear just one person say, hey, I want to call into KPFK and I want to pledge this money. It would mean a lot.
You mean a live on air?
A live no, we can't on
take,
air.
We can't take their credit
amount.
Card information.
Yeah, no. I just want to hear that you can give the money. Then what did he do? Then they have to call the other number, right?
Yeah, something like that. Or we could put him back on hold and they could take the call in in master control. So we'll get that in a moment. In the meantime, call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Somebody wants to call in. Maybe someone wants to call in and get the Black Power mixtape plus joining the film club for a $200 pledge of
That's
support. That
idea.
Would be great. The Black Power mixtape was part of the KPFK film club when it was in cinema in Southern California, just like Fred Ho's last year. Again, there's a screening, and that screening is tonight, folks. You want to check that out. Eric's going to be going from here right over there. I also want to tell people about another event featuring Dr. Gerald Horn, who's been a guest on Voices from the Front Lines, a frequent guest on KPFK, of course, very frequently part of the Sojourner Truth roundtables on Friday morning that are so popular and so illuminating. And he'll be speaking at the L.A. launch of his brand-new book, The Counter-Revolution of 1776, Slave Resistance and the Origins of the United States of America. And this event is taking place May 10th, that Saturday, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Ebony Repertory Theater, located in the Nate Holden Theater Complex at 4718 West Washington Boulevard, folks. So it's the Nate Holden Theater Complex, the Ebony Repertory Theater, 4718 West Washington Boulevard in L.A. 90016, Saturday at 2 p.m. Along with Dr. Gerald Horn, there's going to be a screening of the film Crisis in the Congo, Uncovering the Truth, followed by an update with Maurice Carney, co-founder and executive director of Friends of the Congo. Of course, Margaret will be there. The whole KPFK crowd will be there. And we have that number to call in. If you want to call in and talk to Eric and make a donation, don't give the money, don't give the information, but want to call in and maybe chat with us, 818-985-5830. So to make a pledge, which you got to do, folks, at 818-985-KPFK, to call in and make a pledge, 818-985-5830 is the number to call in, talk to Eric and Alan and Mark here as we try to raise money for KPFK, 818-985-5830 or 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735 is, of course, the general number for pledges. We need 20 more people to call, 818-985-5735. Hope that's not too complicated, folks. Call in, pledge support, 818-985-KPFK, $50 level or $100 level. Remember, there's going to be a little music on the phone there. But anybody wants to call in, join the conversation, call 818-985-5830 right now.
As long as you understand the conversation is about that you're giving money. That's the conversation. Yeah. We don't want you to call in and discuss the Black Power mixtape. The reason we want to give this number, which G was nice enough to do, 818 985-5830 is because I'm having some isolation syndrome here of not knowing who's calling in to give some money. So we want to call in and hear a couple of voices to say voices from the front lines, because I want to be hearing voices, you know. Give us a call, 818-985-5830, to say, my name is so-and-so, I listen to the show, and I want to make this contribution, and then we're going to take the contribution, but I'm not going to write out the information. Then you are going to call 818-985-5735 and back up your talk. So, in fact, call them first. That's a good idea. Call them first. 818-985. We're going to get this thing. We'll have 2 hours to figure it out. 818-985-5735. Give you money. Then call me. 818-985-5830 to boast about it. Is that a deal?
Yeah.
And do we got a call? I don't know how this works.
Actually,
I don't know what we're doing here, Max.
We're raising money for KPFK. I think it's working.
Well, again, people are calling in. We're got a lot of calls we got to make, though. $50 pledge of support for the fantastic Black Power Pacifica Radio Archives collection.
Is this a phone?
That's a thank you. No, I think we're going to have somebody on air if you listen to the headphones. And who's joining us, G? Fred, please don't hang up when you're done. And Fred, welcome to the show.
Sure. This is a live person, you know. And you're doing a great job, and I particularly am intrigued by the connections you're drawing between King and what he was trying to do at that particular time before they assassinated him. A lot of people don't really know that. They know about the...
Are you talking about that you're going to give money?
Yeah, $200 matching fund. I'm putting it on the table.
Everybody call in 818-985-5735 and match Fred's $200 matching pledge. We have to make it before now or the top of the hour, or we will not be getting any money from Fred. So we got to make $200 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Go ahead.
Fred, keep going now. Now you're on. Okay. Now I'm listening more attentively.
So reiterate what you said a minute ago, which was very important about what King had mentally set up to do prior to his assassination, the move after Memphis.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is that I've been reading, you know, I've been reading Bearing the Cross. I've read Taylor Branch's biography of, you know, King was evolving. Well, two things. King was anti-imperialist as early as Divinity School. They were having amazing conversations about it, but he was trying to unload. Marlene wants to tell listeners why she contributed a minute ago. So what I'm going to do, Fred, if it's okay, just because we've got 8 minutes, is I want to hear Marlene. And, Fred, thank you very much. And call in again.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work. You and Ellen in the station. Okay.
All right, brother.
Please hold on. The person in the phone room will be with you in a second. Thanks a lot, Fred. And now over to Marlene we go. Marlene, welcome to KPFK. Marlene, welcome to KPFK. And Marlene is... coming in a second. Eric, we got to get people calling
818-985-5735.
$200 matching pledge from Fred here. 818.
Hey, who's going to match Fred at $200? That's really nice, Fred. Plus, somebody's listening to the content of the show. How are we doing, G?
It's Sue. Okay, 818. Hello, welcome to KPFK. Sue, are you on?
I'm so glad to be there, and I just want to say really quickly, I made a small donation already, and this is my third one this drive. And I believe so much in the station and what you're doing for this specific program. And one thing I wanted to say is that we talk about the forefathers of our country, and we talk about, you know, George Washington and those guys. And then the abolitionists get talked about, thank God. Although they're not held up as quite as high as the, you know, Thomas Jefferson. And then the ones that we miss, and that I think why your show is so important, the forefathers of our civil rights music, our civil rights movement in this century are the people who survived slavery, created music with their pain, and continue to excel in their life with faith in their life. And those are the people who are leading the civil rights movement that we are so thankful to have had, you know, visit our country last century, and we need to continue it in this century.
That's very nice, and that's really cool. And the fact that you've given three times during the front drive, and, you know, say a small amount of money, but I'm sure for you, that's a lot of money. So it means a lot. 818-985. Where do you want to take it, Alan?
Well, I got to let people know that we want to thank the people who've called in. Barry and Sandra, thank you so much for your donations. And we have to match Fred's $200 in the last 2 minutes of the show at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We got to get matching pledges or Fred's money's off the table. We have to offer his money back. So 818-985-5735. $50 pledge of support gets you the Black Power Pacifica Radio Archives Collection. For $100 pledge of support, this marvelous DVD we've been featuring this hour, the Black Power Mixtape 1967 to 1975. That is a $100 pledge of support. Get them combined for $150 or help us make this matching pledge right now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We want to thank Mark Maxwell for joining us here this hour, Eric Mann. We have about 80 seconds left, Eric. Why should people call up and pledge support?
Well, one cool thing about matching, of course, is if you send us $200, that's $400.
Right.
So that's what it means. So it'll help us make the pledge, 818-985-5735. I know sometimes when I'm doing the actual show, which is part of this, in the last 5 minutes, we get a ton of calls of people that want to talk. So in the last 43 seconds, 818-985-5735. For those who support Voices from the Frontlines, we want to thank you a lot. For those who support Pacifica, we want to thank you a lot. It's not too late to call. The last time... We got off at 5, and there were still like 507, 508, 510 people calling in. So please, 818-985-5735. It's redundant, but we need your help.
And indeed, you know, when we do these matching pledges, I have people ask me all the time, you know, are these real? Well, you just heard it right now, live on air. We got a matching pledge. There you go, folks. We get these all the time. People really want to help KPFK, and now's the time. Your money is doubled. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. $50 pledge, $100 pledge, $150 for both together, $100 more. You get the Pacifica Film Club, KPFK Film Club. See you at the Gerald Horde event this Saturday. See Eric tonight at Fred Ho's last year, the screening. 818-985-5735, $50 level, $100 level. Call, help us make this matching pledge. Eric Mann, honored to be on air with you.
Take good care, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being on Voices from the Frontlines.
Here comes the sun, little darling.